two defenses, one that already has been considered with great respect, another one that may be the Achilles heel, and that is Chicago and Indianapolis. Chicago, suddenly they've had some injuries, and suddenly their quarterback is not the problem. What's going on with Chicago, Merrill?
Well, you know, when you look at what they've lost, you know, they've lost kind of the core of that defensive line, the core of that defense. The one thing that they were doing early in the year that they were so good at, they didn't have to blitz. They were getting pressure from the defensive line. They were getting quick pressure from their tackles. And because, you know, the loss there at the tackle position, they just don't get any push anymore. You know, they're not going to get the consistent push. So when you throw the ball, it's just an easier way to throw the football from a quarterback perspective because you can step up. You know, just watching the Bucs, you know, one of the reasons Tampa was able to come back is there was just no consistent pressure on Tim Rattay late in the game, and he was able to step up. It was very obvious, because one thing, we plug in the Chicago tape, the first thing you see is, like, there's immediate push. I mean, those quarterbacks, a five-step drop, I mean, they're in their face, and that's not the case anymore. You know, so can they offset that? You know, you can offset a little bit with some pressures, but without those key people there that can do it individually, it just makes it harder. Anytime you have just, like, one or two guys that can handle the pressure aspect, you've got to concern yourself with that. It makes it so much easier on a coordinator, you know, not having to give up players to blitz, you know. So it'll be a little more difficult for Chicago, but, you know, obviously they still have a very good defense, got some good players, but I don't think they're going to dominate in the playoffs, you know, once they get started.